Job chapter 5, this is Eliphaz continuing his speech. Call now, is there any who will answer you? He says to Job, to which of the holy ones will you appeal? For resentment kills the foolish man and jealousy kills the simple. I've seen the foolish taking root, but suddenly I cursed his habitation. His children are far from safety, they're crushed in the gate, neither is there any to deliver them. Whose harvest the hungry eats up and take it even out of the thorns. Well, he's saying that for the wicked man, his children are destroyed. Now, of course, Job has just lost his children. So Eliphaz is saying, well, there you are. If your children are killed, if you lose your children, well, this just shows that you're a fool. So he's so wedded to his idea that if you suffer, therefore you have sinned, that he just cannot stop but accusing Job, because he cannot accept that no, the righteous do suffer, and there is not this simple connection between our sin and our suffering, or our righteousness and our blessing. He says, affliction doesn't come from the dust, neither does trouble spring up out of the ground. But man is born to trouble as the arrows of the sons of Reshef fly upward. But as for me, I would seek God, I would commit my cause to God, who does great things that can't be fathomed, marvelous things without number, who gives rain on the earth and sends water on the fields, so that he sets up on high those who are low, those who mourn are exalted to safety. So he's saying, oh, well, I think you should turn to God. And he's implying, of course, that Job hasn't done that. Well, Job was a believer, and Job did not lose his faith in God at all. So this, again, is quite wrong to say, well, you're suffering, that means that you've turned away from God. This is not the case. He takes the wise in their own craftiness. The counsel of the cunning is carried away headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime and grope at noonday as in the night. But he saves from the sword of their mouth even the needy from the hand of the mighty. So the poor has hope, and injustice shuts her mouth. So he seems to be saying that there's no injustice in the world, and if Job suffered, well, that was the just thing. But there is injustice in the world, and it's not true to say that God will save the righteous from the sword. Not necessarily at all. The sword of the Sabaeans, the wandering raiders who'd come upon Job's encampment, well, they had come and they had killed Job's family. But that doesn't mean that Job didn't believe in God. Behold, happy is the man whom God corrects. Therefore, do not despise the chastening of the Almighty. So again, he's saying, well, God's trying to correct you. No, Job starts the book of Job, in God's opinion, as a man who is upright and of integrity. And he ends the book the same way. All his sufferings were not to correct him. They were to, I think, to put him in a position whereby he could save his friends. He will deliver you in 6 troubles, yes, in 7 no evil shall touch you. Well, no, evil did touch Job. And that evil, we're told, came from God. He said himself, shall we not receive good from God, and shall we not receive evil? In famine he will redeem you from death, in war from the power of the sword. You shall be hidden from the scourge of the tongue. Neither shall you be afraid of destruction when it comes. You shall laugh at destruction and famine. You will not be afraid of the animals of the earth. For you shall be allied with the stones of the field. The animals of the field shall be at peace with you. You shall know that your tent is in peace. That is, your family are in peace. You can be confident your family won't be touched. You shall visit your fold and shall miss nothing. Well, of course, Job had lost his animals and he'd lost his family. So it's just not true what Eliphaz is saying. The record of it is inspired, but what he's coming out with is simply not true, that if you're righteous, you won't suffer the loss of these things. It's a great message, really, to help all of us in times of extreme suffering and also lesser suffering, that this is not necessarily a judgment because we sinned. It is God working. We may not realize how or why at the time, but he is working with us. He says, you shall know also that your seed shall be great, your offspring as the grass of the earth. You shall come to your grave in a full age, like a sheaf of grain comes in its season. Look, this is what we have examined. So it is. Hear it and know it for your good. So Eliphaz is appealing to the sort of human wisdom, to the conclusions of just his observation of life. But that's all it is, his observation of life. And as we see in the case of Job, he is wrong. And this is something else that comes out of this, that finally at the end of the book of Job, God speaks. And we're all rather relieved when God does speak, because finally we're getting the truth from God. So one of the many lessons of the book of Job is the huge importance of God's word to teach us true wisdom.